It's a few dudes that do their own thing and they killing it. I'm not saying all Atlanta rappers sound the same, but for the most part, majority, they all kind of have this similar kind of like cadences and flows and deliveries, and even use recycle the same lyrics from each other, 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 lyrics from each other.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color, and it's that time again, Listener Appreciation Week. And on the call, we have...
Who that be?
Casey Layman.
What? What's up?
Casey Layman from the Blackest Family. What's up, everyone?
All right. Good.
No doubt. Indeed. So, before we get started, I'm going to say my mea culpa. Didn't mean to forget your name. Trust me when I tell you, we was having so many equipment problems.
Oh, she heard the bacon sizzling.
This nigga had to hold me back.
Yeah, he's ready to throw this board outside and just run over with his car.
So my mind was totally preoccupied with that. No disrespect intended.
No, it's okay, King Killer. And look, I did put a charge out to E Green and Kurt G before. I said, I am going to ask my brethren to please check out my show on Black Ears, which is The Break. Because when y'all pulled my name out the fishbowl, not to call nobody out, but y'all thought I was a guy. And I said, oh, they don't listen to my show. Heartbreak.
Yep. We going to apologize for that.
And
we will be listening to your show. And so will everybody else that listens to our show.
No doubt, because I'm going to tell you right
Black
now.
Black is.
You say something incriminating, we're going to take samples, and it's going to be played on this show.
Uh-oh. It might be the intro.
So, I'm a huge fan. If anybody asks me what my top three podcasts are, Hip Hop Digest is my number one always.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
So,
no problem.
So let's get right in. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is your man, Bill Cosby, reported in 2005 another deposition on some illegal activity that he gave at least one woman and others quaaludes. They on Cos' ass heavy. I mean, what are we to think about this? Considering all the goodwill and all the good things Cos have done, you may not appreciate all his art, and I certainly don't appreciate all of his opinions on social issues, but generally, are we going to break Cos all the way down?
That's what we do. We build you up and break you down.
I'm going to ask our guests, are we going to break Cos the whole way down?
You know, I don't know. We actually just podcasted on this the other night. And my question is, are we going to just forget everything that he's done? Like, is it okay for all his programming to go off the air? Should he lose his star from the Walk of Fame? And it was definitely a debate at the table about where we all should stand when it comes to Bill. It's some of us that feel like, you know, he lied to us. He betrayed us. You know, he presented us the Huxtables when, you know, he was in the back handing roofies out to chicks and raping them. But then on the other hand, there's the argument that, you know, I can't name another Black man that has made this level of contribution to the presence of Black folks on television in this light.
That's real. But at the,
and so,
but honestly, it just, to me, it just comes down to a simple fact. Comes down to the simple fact that karma, like you said, he handed out roofies in the back and raping chicks, but then got the nerve to talk about ghetto moms and kids and just, it's just karma. I mean, you know, King said it, the mark or the moral universe is long.
Yeah, he positioned himself as a moralist, and that is absolutely where he caught this L. Like, you can't stand in judgment of other people when you know your glass house is shaky.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Because the problem I had with him is the same thing you were just talking about. It's like, how are you going to sit here and throw stones when you know you're doing some old ill shit on the side? Mm-hmm. You should be the quietest one in the room.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. So, all right, it's your man, Cos, you know, like you said, Jello ain't kicking it no more. It's good.
Next took everything from this nigga, yo.
Yeah, oh, they trying
they,
to.
They trying to do, they trying to OJ his ass, yo.
Down.
They trying to take everything.
They are. It sucks that this is happening at this point in his life, but, it, I mean, I can't even have that much sympathy for him because of all the women who have gone through what they went through with him, and you know, calling them liars and besmirching their public personas. So it's unfortunate.
Well, look, I wasn't really gonna say nothing, but I mean, I guess I gotta. I think about what he's accused of, you know what I'm saying? I still gotta say accused, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't being accused of rape per se, then I mean, I might have some Martin Luther King feelings on it, you know what I'm saying? But I still can't put Bill up there with Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this because we know, we've heard the stories, because Dr. Reverend Abernathy put it out there, the MLK was getting his grind on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
But at the same time, Martin was putting his life at risk for the nation, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby was doing TV.
Well, I'm glad we have a woman here. I'm going to ask the obvious question. I don't think it gets asked enough from a man's point of view. Okay, if it was me or Joe Blow, are we getting that amount of women in that position to even slip them a Mickey? I don't think so. So I'm just asking a woman, you know, is there a certain responsibility? Certainly, I'm not talking about getting raped. I mean, that's all on him, allegedly. But, you know, men of a power position, you know, they can get it easy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, you got two trains of thought in the situation, because the question is he a serial rapist or a serial druggist, or is it a combination of the two? And because he was a man, or is a man, in a position of power, and he does have access to women in that way, you know, on one hand, you can say, well, some of the women who were getting with him knew what they were signing up for. Shrug. But then you could also say, perhaps because he had this experience slipping a chick a Mickey and having sex with her, that he developed a proclivity for it and a taste for that experience, because he couldn't have been in a position where he was short opportunities.
Right.
So he just had the experience of sleeping with a woman who was drugged and was like, I think I like this, and continued down that path.
That's what's up. And being a man and in his position, it was easy. You know what I mean? It became easy, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. And his wife is clearly complicit in the situation.
Camille.
So.
Oh, Camille.
She keeps forgiving.
Oh.
Wow. She's
That's
complicit?
Ride or die.
Yes, Camille was complicit.
Yeah.
Come on, B.
She might not be out there putting the Mickeys in the glass, but she keeps letting this nigga get away with it without even, and keeps being on his side. Like,
do you think that she really knew? For real?
I'm not saying that she knew, but she knows now.
I'm going to go out there, E. Green, and say I think she knew. Did you read the article that Beverly Johnson put out there when she put her story out there? She said that, just in short, she met with them first to have brunch, to talk about, you know, the possibility of her being on the Cosby Show. And she had brunch with the whole family. And then the next day, or with Bill and Camille at least, and then, you know, the next day she and Bill got together to rehearse the lines, and that's when he drugged her. And I'm like, okay, so what would be the purpose of the pre-meeting? Was that like a fill out?
I don't know. Maybe.
Camille, what you think about that?
I can't fathom that. Yo,
nah, well, real talk, and I'm gonna try to exit out of this topic, but I'm gonna give another example. Marvin Gaye's ex-wife tells a similar story. Of matter of fact, her picking chicks up for Marvin.
Wow.
And Marvin bringing them back to the van or the honeycomb hideout he had, getting them all hyped up, and you trying to do three and four ways.
Well, we haven't heard that side of the story yet. I hope Dr. Camille is as shocked as the rest of the people, bruh. For real. And ma'am, I hope that she is just as shocked as everybody else. That would be crazy.
Okay.
I'm trying to hold back the laughter. Nigga, you said honeycomb hideout. The fuck?
All right, here we go. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Young Thug and Birdman were allegedly involved in a conspiracy to kill Lil Wayne. Now, when I first saw this, I said, I'm not paying attention. This is TMZ. Somebody's putting some bullshit out there. but you have a reputable TV anchor, somebody by the name of Mike Pinichek, I guess. You know, I can't read. According to him, he said that an indictment alleges that Young Thug and Birdman were involved in a conspiracy to kill Lil Wayne, and that the shooter, the accuser, Jimmy Carlton Winfrey, was simply ordered to carry out the shooting. Matter of fact, ordered by Birdman, then Thug ordered him to carry out, and they get ready to file. Don't know when, but allegedly they get ready to file conspiracy charges, murder. Them niggas get picked up for conspiracy charges, nigga. This ain't no kettlebell shit. That's some serious shit.
They gonna test that Teflon on your boy Birdman if that pops off.
I saw that story and I wanted to start singing Bilal's Fast Lane because that's exactly what that is.
It just sounds like some get out of jail free shit to me.
And we know that Birdman is going to have those P. Diddy lawyers. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. But conspiracy to commit murder versus a kettlebell.
Yeah, but how reliable is the shooter, B?
He's reliable enough because he did the shooting.
Okay, whatever that means.
That means, you know how this game goes. The prosecutor got him. We're going to leverage you. Now, who told you to do it? You know what I'm saying? Because, nigga, you're not even a weed carrier. Why would you just shoot Lil Wayne?
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Mm. Well, we definitely going to see on that one. That whole shit is crazy, though.
Yeah, well.
It is.
It is.
I mean,
how he go from being your son to being number one on the list?
Well, I mean, again, stuff that on shows I'm not really paying attention to. You know, allegedly Birdman threw a drink at him when he was up on stage. You know, some real, you know, jealousy, man. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man. There's some emotions involved, of course.
Where the Zulus at, though?
Oh, damn.
A shot across the bow.
Shot a Q-tip.
I'm just saying.
That's what's up. So, in more Birdman news, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest, Birdman sues Jay-Z for $50 million over Lil Wayne free Weezy album that was streamed for free over Tidal, but it really wasn't free because you had to pay $10 in order to hear it free.
Oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. But in any case, listen, now this is the key thing, and I really want to focus on this part of the topic. The lawsuit says that the Tidal release was a desperate and illegal attempt to save their struggling streaming service claims that Lil Wayne gave up the rights to his music in exchange for a stake in the company. Now, what I want to know is Wayne that dumb to give up the rights to his music just to say I got 1/3 of 1/3% or whatever percentage he got in some shit that ain't even proven? He can't be that dumb.
I would hope not,
but he came in the game so young and early, and he was under, remember, he was under Birdman's thumb since he was fucking grade school.
Since he was 13.
You know what I'm saying? So all he knows is from him. So he's probably telling him, oh, you're going to make more money over here, Wardy, doing this, than you're going to make off them albums and stuff, Wardy. You don't need to worry about that. Just make this money right here.
I would hope that he just gave up the rights to that free throwaway album. But it clearly says that Lil Wayne gave the rights to his music in exchange for ownership stake in the company. I gotta admit, yo, I'm flabbergasted when I read that. I think Wayne is probably an intelligent guy. But you know, giving away shit?
Yo, B, he drinks syrup. I don't think too many intelligent people are sipping on syrup.
Yeah. That would definitely do a doozy on you. And quite honestly, I stopped paying attention to Tidal a few weeks back. Has there been any change in its popularity?
No, Tidal is going to go out of business.
Ooh.
Because nobody I know is leaving Spotify. That's where we at.
Yeah, Spotify's that hit, you know what I mean? No, the Tidal's going out of business. I mean, that's just what
saying,
it is.
You saying Jay going to be filing Chapter 13?
Nah.
You think he's going to do a 50 Cent?
Nah. No. Jay's the only one who's going to make money out of this whole thing when it's all said and done anyway. But next topic on Hip Hop Digest, there's three titles to this. 50 Cent is filed for bankruptcy.
Right, 50 Cent,
and his attorney want you to know he's not broke.
I'm of course not. That nigga ain't
bro.
Right.
He's doing this to get out of some shit.
50 Cent talks to Conan O'Brien about his bankruptcy. Now, there's three separate lead-ins to this. That must be a nightmare. It must be a total nightmare for that nigga to even have the name bankruptcy floated in. Now, this is the type of game he running. I'm taking precautions because, like any other good business person, you have to do this in this situation. When you're successful, you become a target. Then he gives examples. Walt Disney filed for bankruptcy. Donald Trump has filed for bankruptcy. Poppy goes on to say that back in December, his bank accounts was frozen for not paying debts. Says he's got at least $50 million in asset in debt that he owes people.
Well, he's doing the Birdman shit. He ain't paying nobody.
He ain't paying nobody. Along with Rick Ross's ex-girlfriend, who's getting a cool $5 million for that leaked porno.
Well, she was dumbass. She put herself out there.
Well, B, I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about all these guys in the superficial commercial rap game.
Well, you know.
All on this mogul talk, all this boss talk, all this corporation talk, all this stock dividends talk. And now he's filing for bankruptcy. Now, Jay got that on his ass. Diddy got that on his ass. Ross, Dr. Dre, whoever else you want to name who claims he's one of these guys. They got that on 50. And every time they talk about 50, they're going to be bankruptcy, nigga.
But
you filed for bankruptcy.
There's always a big 50 to call at first.
Say that again,
You broke up, B.
There will be others.
Say that again.
I said there will be others.
Hey, I'm just saying, yo, you know, I don't.
There's a whole lot of business suits that we will never know their names or nothing about them that have filed bankruptcy and are still living swell.
That's true.
Now, you know, they're not on blast like CD and all these rapid moves, but it is business in some cases.
It is business. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. Hammer. Hammer is not broke.
No.
Hammer is long from broke. Okay? But what Hammer had to forfeit was the right to call himself a boss or a mogul. And that means a lot to these niggas. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You're right. There's guys who file for bankruptcy just for protection over some bullshit. I get it. But Hammer, who at the top of his game was all of that and then some.
Yeah.
Okay? But in rap, especially on a commercial level, when you file for bankruptcy, you forfeit the right to call yourself that. That's why Hammer is one of the reasons why when people start naming the history of people who do, or Russell was my mentor, or I looked at rap a lot, James Prince, or, you know, I looked at all these guys. They never say Hammer. And Hammer made more money than all of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
But because he filed for bankruptcy, that's what's happening to 50 right now. 50 is Fortnite, but he's trying to talk his way out of it, trying to be all smooth. Nigga, y'all talk to my lawyer, nigga. I got plenty of money.
And I think, too, the general public's knowledge of bankruptcy, it's a bit of an umbrella term. You know, we hear the word bankruptcy and we think just that the person is bankrupt. But you have different chapters, you know, 7, 11 and 13. They all mean different things, you know. And for him, it's just a matter of trying to get creditors off his back so he can reorganize some things. And if I'm not mistaken, I read he did this right after he was ordered to pay some woman, some money for something. I'm sorry, I don't have that information right on.
No, that's true. I read that in the Financial Times. Actually, I was just reading that in the Financial Times before we went on air. This is just basically to have. He's just reorganizing his money.
Right.
I mean, he's not broke. But when you're talking in just general terms to the popular hip hop crowd, though, the minutia of what is really going on gets lost.
But I see where you're trying to go with it, though, B. But that to me, that's a black problem. To me, because we love to floss and we like to see niggas flossing and we like to reach out after that golden crown and say, oh damn, look at Jay-Z, he's so paid, I want to be just like him, you know. And a lot of these niggas just have the illusion of having money.
Mm-hmm.
They ride around in all these cars, but they're leased,
right?
Jewelry that they're renting.
Yeah, your average MC,
right? But they look like they're paid and they look like they got all this money, but they really don't.
Your average MC is not paid.
Right.
I mean, and that's just real talk.
Up to me, like I said, it's a black problem. You don't see white people like that. I mean, some people probably floss, but black people, when the big rims was popular, niggas rolling around in 20s, niggas trying to get 26. They'd have probably rode around on 40s if they could. You know what I'm saying? All these chains. All these chains and shit on. You know what I'm saying? Rolling around. Fucking King Tut. What the hell are you doing? Just wasting a lot of money. That's what I see.
Yeah. And 50 has gained this public persona of having such strong business acumen that to hear something like this, it doesn't make sense. Just off the vitamin water business, you're like, he should be fine. You can't even imagine somebody spending money in massive amounts like that to the point where they would need this. But I think once you dig into the details of the type of bankruptcy he filed for, it makes sense. You know he's not broke.
Right, exactly. But again, unfortunately, in the world of commercial rap, he may have forfeited the right to be all, you know,
flossy.
Flossy and bossy about some shit.
Be credit tarnished.
Yeah, he's tarnished. Because the average, like you said, the average person doesn't know the meaning of bankruptcy.
Hey, derogatory credit, my nigga.
So when he starts talking, niggas is just going to clown him. Be like, nigga, you filed for bankruptcy. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Exactly, derogatory credit, my nigga. I'm telling you, they're going to hammer this nigga and shit, yo.
Yeah, I can see that too.
That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is A$AP Rocky believes that all Atlanta rap sounds the same. And Atlanta niggas got upset about that.
Well, I think they would.
You got the nerve to make your motherfucking fame on Southern music. Now, granted, that was Houston. That wasn't Atlanta style, but that was Houston. Okay? So Atlanta niggas got upset about that. And I'm going to give an example. I'm glad we got somebody from the left coast on here, and maybe she can help us out here. A few weeks back, I've seen Dr. Dre get an interview. This was around the release of Kendrick Lamar's new album. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre said, yo, that ratchet shit was cool. It was fun for a minute, but you really can't sustain anything doing ratchet where Kendrick releases some real music, some real sustainability, some legacy shit. Okay, now the West Coast, Mustard and whoever else is doing ratchet out there did not get upset. Didn't hear a peep out of them niggas. Now, if anything was going to take over trap, I would have bet that it would have been ratchet, you know, but obviously it didn't. Why not the same reaction that Dr. Dre criticizes as a young up and coming music versus A$AP Rocky?
I would go on record saying I think Ratchet knows that its power is very limited. You know, Kendrick will have a long-standing career. You know, God forbid something happened to him and his life is cut short. But as long as he's breathing and he's deciding to do music, he will have a long-standing career because he is making the kind of music that leaves a legacy. It's worth listening to and studying and breaking down because he's passing on these messages. Ratchet is that feel good party music. It's for the moment. You know, to me, when I think about the sort of movements that we've had within the last decade, when you look at music like trap and like ratchet, it reminds me very much of what has been happening in Asia for a long time. Like in Japan, they have something called J-pop, where you have artists that come in, they make a hit record, they might do a couple of TV shows and they hop for about 3 weeks and then they move on. Mm. And it's the understanding. That's just how it goes. And to me, these types of music, the ratchet, the trap, has no longevity. So I don't see anybody who would argue with Dre about that. What could they say?
Well, I guess my point being, A$AP Rocky goes on to say, I'm not saying that all Atlanta rappers sound the same, but for the most part, the majority of them have the same similar cadence and flows and delivery. And they even recycle the same lyrics from each other. I mean, that's from A$AP Rocky. I mean, I think
he's
probably
telling the truth.
I think niggas is pissed for one. Niggas is pissed for one because A$AP Rocky, now he didn't do trap, but he did do Southern music to be famous. And he is a New Yorker. So, and that's one thing. See, Dr. Dre has the moral authority as being a Californian and talking about California music. Mm-hmm. So there's a moral authority hierarchy there that A$AP Rocky doesn't have.
Plus, Dre is a legend in the game. Yeah. So when he speaks, niggas ain't too many niggas going to say nothing against him. As opposed to A$AP, a new nigga in the game.
Well, A$AP also goes on to say New York rappers don't sound alike. Everybody got their own different thing going on. Now, I know that really had niggas in Atlanta pissed when you got Fetty Wap and Frenchie and everybody else in New York doing their best imitation of Atlanta style music. Now, they may not have the same voices. I get that. But damn, I don't know. Yeah. Let me ask you a question, G. Is A$AP Rocky, did he get caught out there, or is this just one of these moments? Just like Trinidad James said about New York, is this one of these moments the South really, he caught him with a blow, but it was a truthful blow?
I think he just caught him with a truthful blow because it's the truth. And if they actually broke it down and listened, a lot of them niggas do have that same cadence. No disrespect to the underground Atlanta. There's an underground Atlanta where niggas doing real boom bap hip hop.
DJ Jamon.
They doing real hip hop.
It's my, one of my favorite DJs ever.
So I no disrespect to them.
That's what's good.
But that trap Atlanta, all them niggas, a lot of them sound the same.
Okay. And then along with that topic, Kerji has a small report. How the fuck did OC Mako get caught up in this shit?
OG Mako.
Oh, Mac. How the fuck do you connect Mako?
OG Mako. Mako.
Okay. How did he get caught up in this shit?
Oh, I think he got caught up because he started talking shit about Future, and in response to basically what your boy had said about Atlanta niggas. So he got on Future about the shit that he's saying and saying that he was on some bringing kids bad messages and type of shit like that, and the shit he's talking about, SERP, and the way he's talking. But then niggas called him out and said, well, nigga, you made bitch, you guessed it. You know what I'm saying? And that shit, it was straight bullshit. And he's saying, oh, I did that as basically clowning. But nigga, I done downloaded a couple mixtapes from that nigga, and he sound the same. that nigga still, I guess he clowning every album.
Oh, shit. Swervin. What's your oldest daughter listening to? She listening to OC Mako?
I don't know what Aramis is listening to these days. But I'm sure it's some what do you call that stuff earlier? Not trap, but the stuff.
What, Ratchet?
Ratchet, I'm sure some of that.
Okay, I'm just curious about that. I'm just curious. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joseph Robinson Jr., Sugar Hill Records executive, dies at the age of 53.
Wow.
Now, considering we just had Daddy-O talking about, as they call him, Joey, was running Sugar Hill Records after his parents passed away. This brings a sad end to a very ridiculous chapter as far as hip-hop's first label. Sugar Hill Records, we all know, was formed by Sylvia Robinson, run by her husband, Joe, who had mafia connections. But it was Joseph Robinson Jr., who was a young guy at the time and who brought rap to his mother and said, this is what you should be recording. Now, if you watch the documentary, I Want My Name Back, we know that Joey was the type of kid who got up there and reformed Sugar Hill Gang and got up at the first VH1 Honors and performed as Master G and got a flunky, you know, to do the other guy and Big Back Hank. It was incredible. He has passed away. I just, when I look at that, I'm just like, wow, yo, you know, I'm not happy he's gone or anything like that. I'm sure his family is grieving, but wow, karma. Joey was doing a lot of foul things. And you talk about the right Sugar Hill, right from the brick, you talk about not paying. I don't believe anybody who's on Sugar Hill Records got paid.
That's crazy.
Damn, B, you mixing his death with karma?
I'm just saying that he has done a lot of bad things in his life. I'm not mixing it. I'm just saying. But if you ask Kumo D, did he ever get a check? If you ask Sequence, clearly you know the Sugar Hill Gang never got paid.
Right.
You know, I mean, we can just continue to name group after group, and I can pull out 12 inches. If you interview them and you ask them, did you ever get paid by Sugar Hill? Not one of them is going to say we ever got paid.
That's crazy.
And he ran that label, and especially if you watch the documentary of him buying his son downtown New York crazy diamonds,
yeah,
and crazy whips, the catalog was still paying significant money.
Right.
So
Still rest in peace, though.
Well, karmically, he live a long, prosperous life.
Well, right, I agree with Kurt G. It's just rest in peace. I guess, you know, I just kind of look at that situation, considering what Daddy-O schooled us on. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
No doubt. I also want to give a shout-out to, this goes way, way back when we had the segment, the hip-hop, the R&B Digest. So, last week I was in Chicago, went to the House Music Picnic. Now, I don't know who we was arguing with. It was either DJ Q, the governor, or maybe even Bagari Black. I don't know which one. Who was repping for Stephanie Mills up against Tina Marie. You remember that?
I don't remember who it was.
Okay, so let me make this really brief. I'm going to give a mea culpa. So Stephanie Mills gets up there at the House Music Picnic, and her music's messing up. So she's right in the middle of "What You Gonna Do With My Love," and she's like, "Cut the music off." And absolutely turn the entire park out on acapella sound, just like the record, my nigga.
That's what's up.
Stephanie Mills is 100, and I'm issuing, and I believe it was the governor, and I'm issuing, damn nigga, I guess you was right.
Maybe he saw her live.
Hey, maybe so, right. But man, Stephanie Mills doing a damn thing.
I mean, but Stephanie Mills was on Broadway, though, right?
She was.
Yes.
And
he can't be whack on Broadway.
Right, and he brought that up. He said Stephanie Mills is on Broadway every night, you know, when I was repping heavy for Tina Marie, but he was repping for Stephanie Mills. Nonetheless, I'm here to issue a mea culpa because I done seen it.
Well, there it is.
No doubt. Next topic on the R&B Digest is your boy, Chris Brown. Armed men bust into Chris Brown's house, took his aunt, and locked her in the closet. According to police, they stole money, electronic items, and other property. Chris Brown said immediately after that, "Okay, I'm going to get me and my niggas, and I'm going to turn my house into Fort Knox." Okay, now we keep talking about karma up here, G.
Yeah.
I know that's one of your favorite topics.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would they run up at Chris Brown's house?
Same topic we was talking about earlier. Niggas like to floss. you bring attention to yourself.
Is it like what Biggie said? So you want to be hardcore, C4 to the door, no beef, no more.
B.
I'm
just asking, yo, Chris Brown. You know, we talk about him a lot on Hip Hop Digest because we know about all that gang signs at concerts and this, that, and the third. Again, you know, we got somebody out here who lives out there. You know, Chris Brown, he's got enough money, he can walk away from that. What's the allure?
I'm going to say, you said there were armed men that went into his house.
2 to 3 armed men broke in his house, took his aunt hostage, tied her up, threw her in a closet. They didn't kill her, but they took all, you know, iPads, computers, phones, money, jewelry. They took all that stuff, and then they bounced.
I'm going to say drugs, perhaps.
Oh, Chris Brown?
Yeah. I'm looking at him recently, and I was asking Chris, I'm like, is he using? Because he appears that he might be using. I'm completely speculating. I could be totally wrong. But that's when you get in trouble with folks. Mainly, you owing them money. You doing dope. You doing too much. That'll get you in trouble. That'll get people running into your house.
I never looked at it that way. I'm saying, I'm thinking it's all, you know, all at some point.
Talk.
Yeah, all the tough talk. At some point in time, one of these gang members is going to test that.
It could be, but I don't know. That sounds like dope to me.
Okay. That's what's up. Hey, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Indeed. So, Kurt G, you got your shit together?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Kurt G, albums of the week.
Bring it on you.
Yeah, he caught me out there for a second.
Kurt G, albums of the week and shout outs.
Yes, I'm going to get the shout outs first. So that way I can get that out of the way. What I want to do is shout out the people on Facebook. We got a Facebook person on here right now. So I'm going to shout out the people on Facebook because we always talk about our Twitter listeners and followers, and we always put them first and never talk about the Facebook cats. And I'm also going to add all these Facebook cats' name into our fishbowl. So I know the niggas that never got their name called is like, damn, I ain't get my name called yet. And you add more motherfuckers to the list? But anyway, I want to give a shout out to Daniel Cusimano. I guess I'm saying that right. He sent us I guess he listened to show number 357. He said, listen to episode 357. The question came up if there was a great hip hop artist that came from a wealthy background. He said that The Alchemist is one. Cheers.
Okay.
So I guess he's from the UK. He said, cheers. Then we got Thomas Williams, who hit us up when he listened to the show. He said, peace, fellas. Y'all know I'm an avid listener. I got some corrections. So he's correcting us on some shit.
Okay.
He said, around 2003, there was a motion on the ballots to make the Confederate flag Georgia's state flag. Atlanta artists, Lil Jon, Ying Yang Twins, etc., could be seen wearing the flag in protest. This angered white conservatives. They really lost their shit when Lil Jon, he was the first to do it, dipped the flag in red, black, and green. That measure failed. The Bobby Simmons and the Red Alert episodes were dope. Thank you for the Daddy-O episode. Keep acknowledging the masses. DJ Blankin' Significant, whatever.
Oh, that's real. Now, I didn't know Lil Jon was doing that. I did say I seen the Ying Yang Twins with a red, black, and green General Lee.
Right.
That's where I saw red, black, and green as far as the Confederacy, but, you know.
Well, he's saying that Lil Jon was the first to do it.
All right.
And that's DJ Blacknificent. And also want to just give straight shout-outs to Gary Martin, Lou Adams, Don Hubbard Jr., Christian Cleaver, Michael Velez, Desiree Dixon, Leonard Crawford, our boy, Bruce Taylor, Ali Alzaki, Brian Watson. Well, we know Brian Watson.
Hey, you know Christian Clever is Atticus Bojangles.
Is that who that is? Oh, well, damn you, Mr. Atticus Bojangles. What's good, my nigga? Brooklyn Early, Greedy Love, Bruce Taylor.
All right.
Yeah, there's other cats that follow us on Twitter as well, like Damon Deshaun, Gavard Smith, Travis Moss, and Jeff Woodard.
Indeed. That's what's up.
All right. So, now, albums of the week after that long-winded shout-out. I got albums of the week this week is Frank Nitt, shout out to Detroit, Frankie Rothstein, that's Frank Nitt, Frankie Rothstein, and Mad One and Ruler Y, Beginning of Forever, shout out to Mr. Jeffrey Woodard for putting me up on Ruler Y. I'm going to get a couple of a couple of his instrumentals that he got on his Bandcamp.
All right.
In the background of shows, that nigga, Austin, Texas is doing it.
All right.
Tone Beats. Hustler Sciences, that was instrumental joint.
Okay, that's what's up. So I'm going to ask our guests, do you got anything that you want to promote and, you know, get your name out there?
Well, please check out the Black Is family at blackisonline.com. We are the home of our flagship show, The Break, the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, and a myriad of other shows that kind of come and go as we please. Namely, we got some good episodes coming up of our music show called The Jam. And yeah, we're there at blackisonline.com, on Twitter at blackisonline, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine.
All right.
Okay.
Swerving.
Is there?
What you got?
Beach World, baby.
This nigga trying to kick a beach ball around. You still got your toes in the sand, nigga?
I still got sand on my feet right now, straight from the sand to the show.
Okay, that's what's good.
Damn.
No doubt. I want to thank our guests for coming in and giving a woman's touch. We need that.
Yes,
no question
yes.
About that.
We might have to call her just on GP.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. It was absolutely a pleasure and a joy. I appreciate being on here. It was an honor.
All right. That's what's good. Remember, Black Is Online.
Yes.
Do it. We're gone.
Peace.
One.
Make the drum kit speak. You ain't get it, ain't nothing I can teach. Nah. Start from from the top, put the record on repeat. I'm so 88, took the lace out the sneaks. Cook it in the booth to put it on the streets. Sell it to the fiends while we got it for the teeth. And they ain't even stepped on every couple weeks. Cook a new back, raw rap, do it in my sleep. They be on that bullshit, hogging up the seats. Keep a couple forks with me, I just wanna eat. And a couple wet naps, Bobby, hear your beats. The devil's in the details, I just wanna preach. Shorty on my wife, but she just wanna creep. Bobby, he a good look, come and take a peek. For a few dollars more, like leave and cleave. You can get an encore, keep your receipts. Comes with the money back, fat guarantee. I am who I am and I is who I be. Microphone check, nigga, 1, 2, 3. I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York,
I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York,
bars so sick, they be checking me for fever.
Yeah.
Must be the shoes, got them acting like a diva.
Yeah.
Grimace is another word for cannabis sativa. So 89, you can hit me on my beaver. Hip hop free, but I charge for a feature. Married to the game in a place where we're people. If you do a thing, we can kick it like FIFA. If you on that bullshit, see you when I see ya. Out like that Girl Scout like a park heaver. Shorty eating wood, you would think she park beaver. Black on the beat like a nigga called Caesars. All facts, I'ma make him a believer. I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York,
I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York,
I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York,
I'm from the state where the city don't sleep.
New York,
where the wolves make sweaters out the sea.
New York,
where the block gets hot every week.
New York,
Cloud City, put the record on repeat.
New York.
I used to love her like Rashid did, and I would always take her back whatever she did. And I gotta say that I see her as much more than a bitch than a fat booty walking down the block with the switch. She might give me the switch, cause Mama Nitty raised the player. Don't be dragging on no women, but I run the dragon's lair. They call me the dragon slayer, about to turn in my sword so I can go build us a lair. Then we take trips abroad. No, you're not just a broad, you're something more like a queen. And the way that I feel, I cannot measure with bling. It's an unnatural thing if I compare it to that. When you can flush it like you Kendrick, don't know where my love at, and you can't win my love back. It's on the west coast of China. I don't play games with your mind, body, soul, or your vagina, but I will get behind you, and I ride it like a Harley. In the room, I be cloudy, cause we puffin' by Marley, ayy.
I'm official supreme, I want you to be all over in my world. Your hustle is mean, smoke sticky green, crown me as your girl. I'm official supreme, I want you to be all over in my world. Your hustle is mean, smoke sticky green, crown me as your girl.
I must admit, you can drop it like it's hot. And if I get my hands on it, I won't treat you like a thought. I thought it would be good if we just had a conversation, cause I'm way too old for that random penetration. I got busyness to tend to, floating like a wind suit. Best believe that when I'm done, I'm coming home to bend you. Over in my kingdom, probably gonna bring some trinkets from my travels, then I bless it on my queendom. And she ain't gotta ring the alarm for me to come running. I don't mind sharing the farm, long as it's 100. We can both run it like we playing in the league, and we should plan to keep it healthy. I done seen others. You can put that on me, I've been the man for a minute. They can't handle your love, they all scary and timid. Would have to lower your limit for them to fit in the plan. And I'm in it to win it and never lose it again. Ay.
I'm official supreme, I want you to be all over in my world. Your hustle is mean, smoke sticky green, crown me as your girl. I'm official supreme, I want you to be all over in my world. Your hustle is mean, smoke
to fuck one of these niggas up. Yo, fuck all these niggas, bro.
This ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood shit.
Like every single one of them.
This ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood shit.
Look, I tried to be nice.
The pension for the patrons, thonus for the taking. Lay whole representation, be old Benjamin Franklin. Quite frankly, niggas stank it rhyming. Frankenstein to Frankie Lyman. War torn druggy, but these whores sure love me. Like the four door buggies, rugby with the horse on it. No silver spoon, just a roll with the fork on it. But the beef will still find you. I eat it like a fatty with a Fanta and a fondue. Look right behind you, but cautious, the light will blind you. I'm in your tonsils deep in these backwoods like my name was Hansel. I'm not the nigga to start up your altercation with. Plenty working while these others be alternating shifts. I master blast you masturbating. I bring you lacerations, lapped you like a lasso, laughing at you while you lagging hatred. Meanwhile, I pop that Beezle bubbly. All I do is sneeze, and for many seasons, the streets will love me. Regular regulator, Warren G will warrant me. Genghis 9 will drop the bomb. Who really want that war with me? Soul searching be the sole sources of my sorcery. You listen to my song and found the perfect font for forgery. The gods forgiven. Don't claim I never did nothing for you. Who said we'll never be royals? You get covered in soil, all your plans spoiled. You can miss me, not a fan, bro. No relation, I'm just saying I am not your fam, no. Rappers so buddy-buddy, you think they cutty buddies. Like silly putty, hop in this ring and I go McGillicuddy. Hit me like, what's up, five? But nah, I don't bang, no, my shit bang. I bang big booty Britney with them bangles. In a web tangled, I mad rapper mango. That real authentic, your role be James Franco or Seth Rogen. I'm breaststroking a Brooke Hogan. Like, thanks Tyler, kill 'em all, really the best slogan. I was raised around pits, now ironically they caged up. Never cried, oh, I think about them when I blaze up. And it's my time, ho, tell them pussy boys raise up. And when I talk to you, don't you dare lift your face up, cause this ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood shit.
Nigga,
nigga, this ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood shit.
This ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood shit.
New never know love, nigga.
This ain't no feel good shit. That 40 Mickey's, black Dickies, yeah, the real hood.
All my niggas in protest. Quick to let foes flex like foe reps. Oppressed, deprived of the focus, they hopeless. No, really, they hopeless. It ain't Obama's campaign if they don't know your damn name. If I don't know a damn thing, I know these bad bitches love champs and champagne and stamps that red Spain. A drive with three lanes to splurge and regain. The fishes and fine dishes with Senegalese names. That's why I shoot for the stars. Plans of shooting up the charts, maybe shooting abroad. Take it pretty serious when we shooting the ball. It's like we shooting for houses and shooting for cars. Either that, get the gat and go and shoot up the bar. Shoot dope, shoot dice, but never shoot for a cause. Don't take it personal, partner shit, they'll shoot from afar. They might even shoot at you if they don't know who you are. Cause all my niggas in protest. Quick to let foes flex like foe reps. Oppressed, deprived of the focus, they hopeless. Solo with esteem. Low hope for the dreams, just dope in a beam. No hope for the teams. We toke, smoke so broke, won't vote for your scheme. Your debate so fake, just soaps for the screen. Feel the pressure, pressing a quarter century of scraping change. Until the board rearranged, we'll never settle down. We'll be filled with rage, better pray you out of range. Only half bad at math, see we see the aftermath. You buy for half, then sell for triple, while we do the tech nickel and our sweat trickle. Abuse me, I abuse drugs. Abuse us, you abuse love. Trying to raise my income, then income the feds. We never go out without a blow, so of course we dumping lead. I thought these pussies might relate, I died at least 9 times. Multi-generational struggle overlapping lifetimes got me doing shit that'll most certainly shorten my lifeline. As I fight time, all my niggas in protest. Quick to let foes flex like foe reps. Oppressed, deprived of the focus, they hopeless.
Meanwhile, in Countdown City.
Man, playing this man with Rumor YCD all day. Man, let me put this MC Quaso I Got the Cheese on. Shit, you would try and touch my shit, don't you? This shit go hard, man. Man, we still playing this, man. Wish your motherfucker would try and take my shit out the deck.
see how they act when they team ain't next. We are not play threats, really amen blessed. Yeah, I'm seeing they stress if they ever face us. Bet my team lock it down like a DNA test. But we ain't the text, then we all face death. So I live and create, it may be me next. Read them and weep, royal flush with a winning hand. Best with a pen and pan, text is the linen brand. Deep space nine in the galaxy, never mind. Laugh while you testify self on an Instagram. It's a plan for indictment, imprisonment, mind of the militant. Missing in the lyrics of most rap, rollback, film for the highlights. Analog archive bars that your boy write. Sure to score like the prime of your boy Mike. I get them right like the turn on a red light. Witness it all like Ken's news, then do researcher, expert, tease and admit you. Hear that, clear that, any speculation or any debate that denies all greatness. Even trap boys know the real like fishing rods. You mimicking them, but you weightless and skinny boys. Any noise that you make that small scale, handheld anvil, heavy with my rap skill. Hit them hard like a young gun or Catskill. Back then, snap till your ears get gashed and his blood leak. Must be the temper of Tyson. Level of Robin, Emperor, hell, diamond shine. I consider your mom the best jewel. If you lost in the lame, I'm willing to rescue. Nephew, what I do, it'll raise you like uncles. Mike, father, all with no mics and y'all function. You ain't shit, nigga. I ain't from Texas, I'll battle your ass. Oh, nigga, I'm from a town called I Wish You Would, bitch. You making me homesick, ho. Fuck out here with that bullshit, nigga. Get off my song, nigga.
And I wish you would.
Nigga, would. We wish your motherfucker would. We wish your motherfucker
would.
Nigga, would. We wish your motherfucker would. We wish your motherfucker
would. And I wish you.
Come alive, we don't take no mess, don't take no job down. They say we're ciphers on eyes, but we're letting you know that we're qualified. Huh. Something about y'all we would like to mention.
We have a reputation of being fly
to put a younger lady with the wink of an eye.
So don't be bashful, don't be ashamed,
cause all we wanna do is find out your name.
So what's your name?
Crystal.
So what's your name?
Linda.
But to all you fly guys, just listen up, cause I don't mean to brag, I don't mean to boast, but this is the voice of a lady MC. That's sweet like sugar or honey from a bee. I'm so fly for you fellas to see, and to the girls I'm a threat to society. I don't want fortune, I don't want fame, little clientele to hear the fella's name. So what's your name?
Cool Brain.
So what's your name?
Nugget.
Now you play the game and we know your name. Just for you, we gonna do the same.
Let's love
Little T.
And Sweet Mimi.
Kevin Cameron. And I'm empty cool to you. Number bad, bad, super bad. Always happy, never sad. Slick, slick, coolin' out. Wap your rock and turn it out. Your ladies bite without a doubt, cause I am on
a cool team.
And I'm playing to the break of dawn.
I'm super rockin', show stopping, hard thoppin', finger poppin', making music non-stopping. Watch you keep your body rockin', rockin' the music that makes you get down.
Let's go.
Ha, I don't play around.
And I'm on time with my rhymes, rockin', shockin', blow your mind. All the lady looks so fine. Please, girl, give me time. Give me time to make your mind, and I'll be there.
A little team.
Got a brand new funky
well,
sound.
I'm the cool question, never bustin', cause I'm fussin', girl. Bustin' hard, touchin' lover MC.
Well, check him out.
There is no other sister, brother, rock now. So undercover, yeah.
Kevin Cam.
That's me, ho.
And now I wonder why the fellas wanna rap to me. Is it the way I rhyme or just to sing? Is it the way I look or the way I dance? Is it the way I smile or is it romance? Is it because I look so deaf? Is it because I'm the lady with the high chinette? Now if you're wondering why I have a lot of friends,
sweeping me hot, you're a perfect 10.
Now if you're ready to rock
to solo sound,
Somebody,
everybody,
hey, everybody,
will everybody say,
get down.
Get down
to the funky sound. You go ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah.
So,
gotta get down, gotta get down.
A TJ Swan.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Bambata.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Zulu Nation.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Eazy-E.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
To my mama, Mr. Bad.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Birdie-O.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Chico.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Tiny.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A Sean Ski.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
A To the Solo Sound Angel.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
Adios amigos,
away we go.